It's Sunday, September 8th, 2024. I'm Alex Jones, your host, coming to you from the embattled studios in Austin, Texas. Get ready.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Thank you so much for joining us on this live transmission from deep in the heart of Texas, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time in 50 seconds. And we are now only 57 days out from the most important election in world history. Then there's the 76 days. If Trump can get past all the fraud, if we can defeat the deep state, that will then unfold after all of that. Trump has been knocking it out of the park, pledging to sign an executive order outlawing the federal government being involved in working with big tech and other companies censoring and election meddling against the American people. And he also points out the truth that this really could be our last election. There'll still be elections like they have in Venezuela or Brazil, but the one-party globalist system will outlaw any real candidates or any real victories. And we've got incredible examples of that here, but also in Brazil, that have developed. But first, here's a few of the clips of President Trump.
Second, I will bring back free speech in America because it's been taken away. They've taken away your free speech, and the fake news is a threat to this country. They are just horrible. These are horrible people. Not everyone. I mean, I know most of them up there. Some are good. Hello, Brian. No, some are good, and most of them are just absolutely terrible human beings. They know what's going on. You know what they'll write today? But look at this crowd. It goes from corner to corner. I flew over, and I said, that's a lot of people down there. And you know what they'll say today or tomorrow when they write? Donald Trump spoke today in Wisconsin before a small crowd of people, a small gathering of people. They are just so bad. I don't know. You know, it's really hard to turn it back around unless they used to be like the police force that write the truth. But they're no longer the police force. They're the police force for opposite. They're a police force for bad. They're bad. They're bad people. And they're very dishonest. And a lot of people don't understand when you're a politician like these people, like me, like others, and you happen to be a Republican or somewhat conservative, they write just the opposite of what the facts are. And if you're driving a cab, if you're an accountant, if you're a lawyer, if you're something, you know, other than that, you don't know the details. When we know the facts and then the story gets written, the exact opposite of what it is, you start to lose faith in the press, I will tell you. But I will sign an executive order banning any federal employee from colluding to limit speech, and we will fire every federal bureaucrat who is engaged in domestic censorship under the Harris regime. We will do that. I better win. I better win, or you're going to have problems like we've never had. We may have no country left. It may be our last election. You want to know the truth? People have said that. This may be our last election. You got to get out and vote. This could be our last election.
And he has to speak from behind bulletproof glass, which is wise. All right. When we come back, I'm going to show you an example of where they still have elections, but they're ceremonial. And then the Democrats have one big tactic. Lie, 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 but we'll look at the lies. And one of the biggest they push everywhere, an admitted story sponsored by the DNC that at the very bottom admit that, but most people only read the paragraph, the first paragraph or two, or maybe just the headline, where they say, oh, Trump's desperate. You know he's going to lose. Oh, we're bracing for a contested election because they're planning to steal it again. But this time, the landslide's so big, like 2016, probably even bigger, they're going to have a problem. It was closer in 2020. People didn't know what they had until it was gone. But now folks know the curse that is the Democratic Party. We're live. It's Sunday, September 8th. Stay with us.